Saudi Arabia says more than 700 people are now known to have died in a crash at the annual Hajj pilgrimage. About 800 others have been injured. The disaster at Mina on the outskirts of Mecca is the worst of the Hajj in 25 years. The Saudi Health Minister Khalid Al-Fali has blamed the tragedy on worshippers failing to obey instructions.
The accident was a stampede caused by overcrowding and also caused by some of the pilgrims not following the instructions of the security and the Hajj ministry.
Iran, Saudi Arabia's biggest regional rival, has accused the Saudis of not providing adequate security. The head of Iran's Hajj organization, Saeed Ohadi, accused the security services of mismanagement.
Unfortunately, for unknown reasons, security officers closed off one route. There was limited space for the pilgrims, and due to the large crowd, many pilgrims from various countries were unfortunately pressed together.
Pope Francis has become the first head of the Roman Catholic Church to address a joint session of the United States Congress. In a wide-ranging speech punctuated by regular bursts of applause, Pope Francis called for greater cooperation to confront fundamentalist attitudes and a world beset by violent conflict. He also spoke of the need to protect human rights.
A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology, or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom, and individual freedoms.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned that the migrant crisis is far from being resolved. She told the German Parliament that measures agreed this week by EU leaders were a first step. Mrs. Merkel has been meeting the country's regional leaders to discuss how to pay for the care of hundreds of thousands of migrants who've arrived in Germany. Fresh protests have broken out in parts of southern Nepal over the country's new constitution, which was adopted on Sunday. Sanjay Majumdar reports from one town on the Indian border.
Protesters have blocked a major border crossing into Nepal from India at Birganj, effectively shutting off the country's main supply line. Hundreds of riot police have been deployed and have used tear gas to try and break up the protests. Several hundred trucks are stuck at the border, many carrying essential supplies from India into Nepal. The protesters, who belong to ethnic groups from the low-lying southern plains, say that the new constitution marginalizes them.
World News from the BBC. The German Transport Minister says Volkswagen has admitted that cars it sold in Europe were among those whose pollution tests were manipulated. The minister said VW cars with 1.6 and 2-litre diesel engines were among those affected. Volkswagen's head office said they hoped to provide detailed information about the affected models on Friday. At least 25 people have died in an attack at a mosque in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. Witnesses and medics say an explosion ripped through the Bralili Mosque, which is controlled by Shia Houthi rebels. The Islamic State group, which regards Shia Muslims as heretics, said it carried out the bombing. The campaign group Human Rights Watch says the Rwandan authorities are arbitrarily arresting some of the country's most vulnerable people and holding them in an unofficial detention centre. In a new report, it says street vendors, beggars and sex workers are being held in a former warehouse. At times, up to 400 people are kept there, the report says. The Rwandan government says the building is a transit centre where drug addicts and others are rehabilitated. Italian archaeologists have uncovered fragments of bone which may have belonged to Leonardo da Vinci's model for the Mona Lisa. Researchers have spent years exhuming and testing remains in the city of Florence, dating back 5 centuries. Here's James Reynolds.
Historians believe that the woman depicted by Leonardo da Vinci may have been Lisa Gherardini, the wife of a silk merchant. Gherardini died in Florence in 1542. The scientists say that one set of remains probably belonged to Lisa Gherardini, but the remains have degraded too far for DNA tests. So all they really have are a few shards of bone, which may or may not have belonged to the woman who may or may not have posed for Leonardo. 5 centuries on, the Mona Lisa holds on to her remaining mysteries.
BBC News.